Good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Health authorities are carrying out detailed checks and laboratory testing after confirming one case of Legionnaire's disease. Radio K-Man's Elizabeth Charles reports.
The Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability and the Public Health Department have confirmed a single case of Legionnaire's disease in the Cayman Islands. Officials say there is currently no sign of further cases and the risk to the wider community remains low. Legionnaire's disease is a type of pneumonia caused by Legionella bacteria that can be found in certain water systems. Infection happens when a person inhales small droplets of water containing the bacteria. Health officials stress the disease does not spread from person to person. Public health, environmental health and healthcare teams are now reviewing the patient's recent activities to identify possible exposure locations and test water systems linked to those sites. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Hilary Wolf says investigations like this rely on careful public health work and lab testing.
Legionnaire's disease investigations require both detailed epidemiological work and specialized laboratory testing. Our teams are working systematically to identify potential sources of exposure and gather the information needed to support the investigation. While laboratory testing is underway,
Dr. Wolf says public health and environmental health teams are already putting precautionary steps in place while they wait for test results.
Public health and environmental health teams are continuing their assessments and implementing appropriate precautionary measures where necessary. It is important that conclusions are based on evidence and confirmed findings.
Minister Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes says authorities will continue to share updates with the community.
The risk to the wider community remains low, and we are committed to keeping the public informed as the investigation progresses and more information becomes available.
Officials say environmental health officers are collecting water samples from locations identified in the investigation for specialized laboratory analysis, with results expected in the coming days. And they will provide further updates as more information becomes available. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
To the courts, Emerson Villalobos Lezama appeared in summary court on Tuesday facing a bigamy charge and a related allegation of making a false representation. Prosecutors say he entered a second marriage in April 2022 while still married to his first wife. The case has been sent to the Grand Court, where he's due on the 26th of June. Lezama was granted bail under strict conditions, including surrendering his passport and reporting to a police station twice a week. Chantel Trench is expected to appear in Grand Court later this month after a serious criminal charge against her was automatically transferred from the summary court to the Grand Court. Ms. Trench recently appeared before Chief Magistrate the Honorable Angeline Hernandez to answer a charge of wounding with intent, a Category A offense that must be dealt with in higher court. Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez noted that the case file indicates the allegation was committed while Ms. Trench was already on court bail for a separate charge of assault causing actual bodily harm. Ms. Trench is scheduled to appear in Grand Court at the end of the month, where the case is expected to be formally addressed and a trial anticipated. No pleas have yet been entered in the matter. In other local news, good news for the Caribbean, as Colorado State University researchers reduce their original forecast, continuing to call for a below-average Atlantic hurricane season. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The team at Colorado State University says the increased likelihood of a moderate to strong El Nino weather effect is a primary factor for the new prediction of 11 named storms. The CSU team anticipates 5 to become hurricanes and 2 to become major hurricanes. That's a Category 3 or above. For reference, the April forecast called for 13 named storms, 6 hurricanes and 2 major hurricanes. The long-term seasonal average is 14 named storms, with 7 hurricanes and 3 major hurricanes, so the 2026 season is considered below average. The report also includes the probability of major hurricanes making landfall in 2026, with a 26% chance in the Caribbean. Traditionally, that average is much higher, at a 47% chance of making landfall. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. The next update is expected on the 8th of July. The National Weather Service says it is one step closer to transitioning from an aviation-focused operation to a comprehensive weather service that, quote, strengthens public safety, supports planning, and builds resilience. Acting Director General Kerry Powery tells Radio Cayman the department has recently welcomed 4 new meteorologists.
Combined with our ongoing investment in infrastructure and technology, this expanded team will improve forecasting accuracy, enabling early warnings, and ultimately do more to protect the lives, property, and economy of the people we serve.
Javon Forrest and Sheena Karanja joined the service as meteorological observers, and Paula Wellington and Desiree Neverson-Jack as meteorological forecasters. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. 2025 saw a spike in motor vehicle accidents, prompting police and several community service organizations to put a spotlight on road safety. And the newest group to push the message is the Rotary Club Sunset. President Jennifer Weber.
And just remind us all about 4 things we can do to be a little safer on the road.
If I'd Known is based on common sense. Lights on, leave space, phone down, and drive defensively.
The idea is, you know, if I'd known this one small habit could change the outcome and keep us safer, it's something that I would have done. If I had known people couldn't see me without my headlights on, I'd have clicked my headlights on. If I'd have known that the wet roads impact the amount of time I need to stop on the road, I'd have left a little bit more room. If I had known that one glance at my phone was enough to cause an accident, etc.
Ms. Weber hopes you spread the message, encouraging all residents to be safe on Cayman's roads.
Remember to share these messages. If you see them from your MP, or you see them from Rotary Sunset, or you see them from a friend on WhatsApp, Instagram, or Facebook, please be sure to share them. And not in a, hey, I saw you on the road, look what you did. Let's just remind each other to stay as safe as we can so that we can all make it home safe to our families and not have to incur those extra expenses of getting repairs.
For more information, you can email rotarysunsetky@gmail.com. Cayman's main innovation hub is teaming up with the International College of the Cayman Islands on a new AI certificate, and they say it's about preparing people for the future of work. Cayman Enterprise City founder Charlie Kirkconnell says this type of partnership fits CEC's broader goals for Cayman.
Initiatives like ICCI's AI Foundation Certificate course align closely with our wider mission to support innovation, entrepreneurship, and meaningful skills development in Cayman.
ICCI's AI Foundation Certificate course is meant to give participants essential AI knowledge, from machine learning concepts and generative AI tools to ethical questions and real-world applications in business, education, healthcare, and government. In a statement, ICCI Interim President Dr. John Cummings said artificial intelligence is no longer a technology of the future, but a technology of the present, with growing impact on business, education, healthcare, government, and other sectors. Mr. Kirkconnell says their campus is built for exactly this kind of training.
As the largest innovation hub in the region, CEC is a natural fit for programs that help prepare our community for the future of work.
ICCI continues to expand its portfolio of certificate programs, degree programs, and professional development opportunities to meet the evolving needs of employers and leaders in the Cayman Islands and beyond. Finally, join K-Musica for a very special edition of Music at the Library as the organization debuts the Jazz Collective, Grand Cayman's newest jazz ensemble, K-Musica's Marius Gaina.
From the lively rhythms of Dixieland and the infectious energy of big band swing to the soulful grooves of Moaning, the bossa nova classic Agua de Beber, and Stevie Wonder's iconic Sir Duke, this concert promises a world-class music journey.
The show is tomorrow night at the Georgetown Public Library from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.